Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio at Cannes Film Festival. I'm Angela Cherby, and I'm here with Jeremy Jasper, director of Patty Cakes, the closing night film of the director's fourth night. Your film is about this young girl living in the suburbs of New Jersey who wants to become a rap singer. You're coming from New Jersey too, so we know that there is a lot of autobiographical material in the air, but why did you choose a female lead character instead of a male lead?
I grew up around a lot of strong women who were very Patty-esque, and it just made more sense to me. The character kind of popped into my head as a woman, and I just, that's who it was going to be. And it, she just seemed like it was much more interesting to write for a woman to me than I don't think I would be interested in writing this story for a guy. And I don't think I would, strangely enough, I don't think I would like really be able to get as deep into it. I don't know. Yeah. Patty just, she just felt like someone I knew very well, and I never questioned it.
When you were a kid in New Jersey, so you wanted to be famous?
I don't think I wanted to be famous, but I loved rapping. I loved, I wrote rhymes furiously in notebooks for years and years.
Yeah.
Secret notebooks, and I was always trying to make beats, and even before samplers, I used to take tape recorders, and you would make pause tapes, they're called, and you'd take a beat and kind of loop it into the next one, and then rewind it and try to do it again and make these long kind of collages, and I came of age before the technology had caught up. So I was scrounging around any way I could just to make music, and especially like,
what brought you to tell this rivalry between mother and daughter that there is in the film?
It was something I had seen very closely in a relationship that I had with an old girlfriend. It was very similar, and some experiences that I had, not with my own parents, but with somebody else in my life, and it just kind of evolved. You know, I know there are a lot of Barbs out there, and that was a character I knew quite well. I mean, she's only a few years older than I am, and I don't know, it just excited me to have a woman like that who's suddenly jealous of someone like Patty, and that kind of, there's just such a generation gap, basically, between like the sexy hair metal of the late 80s and someone who wants to be a rapper. You know, it's just a very different thing.
I believe you thought about making a rap music film that is a normally black world, but with a wild female lead.
I mean, I'm a suburban kid. This is about suburban misfits. This is about kids that, like, get it wrong. They are not, like, the genuine article. This film in no way says, like, this is real hip-hop. No, these are kids that have no role models in their town. I mean, like, Patty does not want to be Barb. Patty is great with words and has a talent with words. She's not a singer, but she wants something bigger. And because hip-hop is the rock and roll of today, and it's just everywhere. It's just infiltrated American culture, especially. And in the suburbs, there is no culture. It's not like you go down to the corner and see some guy's new band, or like, look at these paintings that someone's doing out here. There's nothing. There's malls, strip malls, highways. You know, you have the television, you have the internet now, which we don't really get into in the film, and we have the radio. And so, like, those, like, hip-hop is, like, it can transport you. It's like, it's bigger than life, and these rappers are like gods, and that's what OZ kind of stands for. And that's how I felt as a little kid, you know. Seeing Run DMC, I was like, these are the coolest dudes I've ever seen in my life. Like, I want to be like them.
Your film is aesthetically very expressive and sometimes over the top, kind of like an opera.
Yes, yeah, it's like opera.
Hip-hop?
Oh, no, it was I think that's just me. It's my background. I was a music video director for a couple years there. And I like big, bold, expressive moments. And I wanted to combine that with more sort of slightly more conventional verite kind of handheld camera work. And you kind of feel this character or these characters, and it feels like there's maybe a documentary about this girl, and suddenly, you know, then you explode that.
Did you have any specific reference, any inspiration to look up to?
Well, I wanted to feel to the Wrestler by Darren Aronofsky was a big influence on the film. I felt like here are some people could think of bigger than life characters, and if we were a little bit more subdued and kind of locked off, you might the audience might start to judge them in a different way. And I just loved how in The Wrestler, you were just in his life. And you really felt him. And you felt his humanity and his humor and, like, his melancholy. And I just wanted that for Patty. You know, that long blonde hair, that same thing following around. But I also love, you know, Bob Fosse's films and Fellini and, you know, Jodorowsky and, like, things that are a little bit more surreal or colorful. And I wanted to kind of combine the fantasy life with that sort of docu-style.
How do you think rap is actually changing society, if it is?
Well, it's obviously, like, as Chuck D says, like, the CNN for, you know, for black people. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's incredible. It's just like this, you know, stories are there right on record. But it's also, for me, what's interesting is that it's musically in the production and, like, the way that songs are constructed, it's always pushing forward. You know, I'm a music freak. So for me, it's about how beats are constructed or how people start use samples, or now they don't use samples. Now they're making their own music, and how it's like the rap patterns are always changing. You know, rock is kind of like stuck. You know, now all the rock bands that come out, it's like, oh, that sounds like someone from 1973, or this is the exact sound of 1985. It feels like it's always kind of a resurgence. And hip hop, you can't say that. It's just, it always sounds a little bit like the future, and I think that's really exciting. And it's also, you know, hip-hop, you don't need to, you don't learn to play instruments, you learn to play, you can do it in a very simple way. There's something kind of punk rock about it. There's something about, like, there's like a garage band quality to it that I think is exciting.
The lyrics you wrote for Patty's raps create an arc of growth as a man's patron of her character.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, like I was saying before, I mean, she was kind of a fraud for a long time. She's just trying on these different guises and talking about stuff that had nothing to do with her life. You know, kind of just that very creative way of bragging about something, not her own particular, like, just pretending to be something that she wasn't. Just as almost like a, like, just to kind of protect herself. And then at the end, she writes something a little bit more from the heart.
Thanks a lot to Jeremy Jasper, director of Patty Cakes, Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.